Boomers, especially older ones, remember in great detail where they were when they heard the news. I was in line for lunch at my elementary school, and I heard teachers whispering about it.
Let's peek inside the mind of a boomer. This is Boomer Randomness, a podcast dedicated to the baby boom generation, with random observations about boomer life from boomers, including topics like music, movies, memories, marriage and divorce, retirement, bucket lists, kids and grandkids, travel, and a whole lot more. Here's your boomer host, Bernie Lucas.
Do you remember the significance of these three dates? December 7th, November 22nd, and September 11th? Each of those dates are significant dates in American history. Each marks a day that impacts everyone today, but also is more associated with a specific generation. December 7th, 1941, is the date of the surprise attack by the Japanese Naval Air Service on the American military base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, which directly led to the entry of the United States into World War II. That is 82 years ago next month. News of the attack is a memorable event for many parents of boomers who often could recall where they were when they heard the news of the attack. Do people who were alive that day make note of it on the anniversary each year? Is that date any less significant if few people remember without a reminder? September 11th, 2001, of course, is the date of the terrorist attacks on our homeland. Two airliners were intentionally crashed into the World Trade Center towers in New York, another into the Pentagon in D.C., and another into a field in Pennsylvania before it reached its intended target in D.C. That was 22 years ago, so anyone older than late 20s remembers it. It is a defining moment for Gen X and several other generations. November 22nd, 1963, is the day that President John Kennedy was assassinated in a celebratory motorcade in Dallas, Texas. That day is forever etched in the minds of many boomers, myself included. I remember exactly where I was, when and how I heard the news. That defining memory for older boomers happened 60 years ago this week. But if this year is like any previous years, there will be little mention of it on the nightly news that night or any other night this week. I don't know, maybe it'll be a little different this year because those zero-year anniversaries, in this case 6-0, often do get more attention. Friday, November 22nd, 1963 was a sunny day in Dallas. Thousands of people lined the streets to get a close-up view of a mostly beloved President Kennedy, his stunning wife Jackie, and Texas Governor Connally, who were all riding in the same open-top Lincoln, as well as Vice President Johnson, who was a few cars back. Other officials and Secret Service agents were in other cars in the parade. Kennedy's car was third from the front, and as it rounded the corner at Dealey Plaza, shots were fired from what we later learned to be an open window of a storage space in the Texas Book Depository building across the street. One or more of those bullets hit Kennedy. The limo sped off to nearby Parkland Hospital, but Kennedy was dead before they arrived. News bulletins interrupted soap operas. Although I didn't see any of this in real time, later replays of Walter Cronkite do stand out in my mind. The first bulletin was audio only because camera setups took longer than they do today.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
The soap opera As the World Turns continued for a little while. Then another bulletin broke in. This one's particularly memorable because Cronkite fought back tears during part of it. A four-second pause is an eternity in TV news, even then.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Boomer Randomness.
Many boomers remember in great detail where they were when they heard the news. I checked in with my sister Anne Marie and my wife Jennifer to see what they remembered. It happened November 22nd, 1963, so you were coming up on your 12th birthday, I think.
I was in 7th grade. You were in 8th grade.
Yeah, and we were at the same school. What do you remember about that day or that weekend?
Well, I remember there was commotion going on. They were trying to round everybody up. We were at recess or something, and I saw you, and I went and asked you if you knew what was going on. And you said, rumor has it that the president was shot. And then next thing I know, we were in church, and they announced to us that he had been shot and killed. And it was like dead silence in there. It was eerie. You sensed that something was really bad, you know, that it happened. And then when they told us, obviously, we were like, what? Because, yeah. I mean, in our day and time, that just didn't happen.
Right.
To the president.
You remember differently than I do, and in more detail than I do. What I remember was I was standing in line for lunch. So that must be what the recess thing was, before or after lunch. Mm-hmm. And I overheard a teacher talking about it.
Oh.
And I whispered to the kid next to me, whoever that was, and he whispered to the next one, and it was all over the place. But I don't remember the part about where they brought us into the church. But
yeah,
yeah,
and it was like a hush in the whole church. It was just eerie.
And then, you know, the parents came and picked us up. They closed school the rest of the day, if I recall that. Jennifer, what do you remember?
So I remember getting off the school bus. I was 7 years old, and going into where we were living at the time in Clinton. And my whole family were in the living room watching TV, the smallest black and white TV you can imagine. And they all just were looking, and I just couldn't understand what happened. And I crawled up on my uncle's lap, and I said, what happened? And he told me the president was shot and killed. And I just couldn't believe it. And that whole weekend being very sad, and the funeral, watching the funeral on TV, very sad. Mm-hmm. And it was all right here in our backyard. And then also Walter Cronkite coming on.
Cronkite, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of, you know, I mean, he kind of got choked up there.
He did.
I remember exactly what you're talking about, because he took his glasses off.
Yeah, yeah. And then another thing I remember, I mean, that whole weekend, and that, you know, they identified a suspect, Lee Harvey Oswald. They found him, had him in this one jail, and on Sunday morning they were moving him to another place, and then he gets shot. And we saw
on live TV.
We saw that on live TV, yeah. Either right before or right after we were going to church. It was on Sunday.
It was so strange.
Yes, 60 years is a long time ago, but a substantial portion of the current U.S. population was alive then, and remember the events and the effect it had on the shocked citizens. Kennedy was the fourth president in U.S. history to be assassinated. Abraham Lincoln was first in 1865, James Garfield in 1881, and William McKinley in 1901. Kennedy's death changed security procedures relating to presidential public appearances. Back in the day, political figures, including U.S. presidents, routinely participated in parades on the streets of cities in open-top vehicles. Backers, fans, and occasional protesters lined the streets to see their leaders up close. Security was a concern, but protection details usually consisted of a few armed suit-and-tie men walking alongside the vehicles, scanning the crowds, and some local law enforcement on motorcycles at the front or rear of the motorcade. That was all certainly the case in Dallas. The parade routes were made public days in advance, and little concern was given to who would be in the crowd or who might be watching from open windows of buildings lining the advertised routes. If top political figures are in parades today, such as presidential inaugurations in Washington, D.C., windows along the route are sealed shut in advance, manhole covers are welded closed, and crowds go through security checkpoints and metal detectors. I used to make mental note of the November 22nd date days in advance without any reminders, yet during the past few years, I almost didn't remember it. Partly because there are rarely any significant news stories looking back at this sad, important date in American history. So my question is, at what point do we stop noting important dates in history, especially ones that we lived through back in the day when they were current events? Do the events lose significance, or do the dates just fade a little as time marches on? Is it important to remember important historical events if we lived through them? Is noting the anniversary of a tragedy a negative or a positive? I believe nearly everything that happens to us as individuals or as a group or a country can be a learning experience. We can learn to be afraid of certain extreme ideologies. We can learn how to be prepared for disasters, whether the cause is human or natural. Most importantly, I think, we can learn to not repeat mistakes that lead to tragedies. Like it or not, the events of the three dates I mentioned led to factors we live with to this day, 22, 60, and 82 years later. Military ships don't line up in clusters in a harbor with one narrow exit as they did at Pearl Harbor, and radar techs pay more attention when something doesn't seem right on their screens, like a flock of unscheduled planes heading toward their station. Presidents rarely parade in open cars on crowded streets, and if they do, as I mentioned, such as on Inauguration Day, advanced security team locks up everything, the windows, the manhole covers, screens, every viewer. We might want to forget 9/11, but we're reminded every time we are told to empty pockets and remove jackets as we enter an airport, government building, or a football stadium. So when do we forget the three events I started with? When do we forget hurricanes and fires that impact our lives? The anniversary date might not always be top of mind, but I believe we should never forget the events and whatever positive lessons emerge from the ashes and rubble.
Hey, here's what's coming up on Boomer Randomness.
Thanksgiving is coming up. It's a big family holiday, so I'm enlisting some family to talk about it.
Learn more about Boomer Life and sign up for episode updates at BoomerRandomness.com. And check us out on the Boomer Randomness Facebook. Okay, Boomer, thanks for listening. And tell everyone you know about Boomer Randomness.